Hey, good Monday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Detheridge. Well, there's so much love being tweeted out today by the likes of Tom York of Radiohead and Alejandro Escovedo for Scott Walker, a highly influential American who came to fame in Britain as a teen idol at first during the height of Beatlemania, and then later as an experimental composer known for his baritone voice and baroque-style pop. Well, his label 4AD reports that Scott Walker has passed away at the age of 76 of thus far undisclosed causes. The unrelated trio, the Walker Brothers, had hits in the mid-60s like the Bacharach and David Penn, Make It Easy on Yourself, and The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore. They famously appeared on Eddie Fisher's TV show. But it was Walker's darker orchestral solo records later that inspired, oh boy, David Bowie, Sting, Bat for Lashes, Blur, countless others. The Ohio native was just huge in Britain. Well, speaking of David Bowie, how would you like to have the Thin White Duke on your feet? Well, thanks to Vans, the skateboarding clothier and shoemaker, you can. Next month, they are releasing a new limited edition set of sneakers that pays tribute to Bowie with each design. The Slip-On 47 VDX, Old School, Era, and Sky 8 High are each customized in colorways inspired by some of Bowie's most beloved albums like Hunky Dory, Aladdin Sane, Space Oddity, and Diamond Dogs. No stranger to rock and roll, Kix Vans previously put out a line of Led Zeppelin-inspired sneakers. Well, first it was Barbara Streisand who, let's just say, inartfully said last week that two men who were subjects of a recent scathing documentary weren't quote-unquote killed by Michael Jackson's alleged molestation of them when they were kids, and that his sexual appetites were his sexual appetites. Needless to say, she later apologized. Well, now old pal Diana Ross is coming to the late pop star's defense by quoting her own song. She's telling the press and everyone else to stop in the name of love and basically leave Michael's ghost alone. All we are saying is give peace a chance. On this day in music history, March 25th, 1969, John and Yoko staged their famous bed-in at the Amsterdam Hilton. Now, they wanted to do a second bed-in in New York City, but they wound up doing it in Montreal instead, and that's where they recorded Give Peace a Chance with, boy, who wasn't in the crowd that day? Timothy Leary, comedian the late Dick Gregory, and even Tommy Smothers. Birthdays today, Hoy Daxton, Aretha Franklin, Elton John, and the late Jeff Healey. And that is a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Detheridge. Rock on!